This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Temperatures this week are expected to reach into the lower to mid-90s throughout the region each day. Summer. For years on the University of Arkansas campus, the warm months between traditional academic semesters has meant productions from the Boar's Head Players. Last week, the half-dozen cast members of the University of Arkansas's production of I Love You Because were dancing, singing, and rehearsing almost everything else they needed to rehearse. The musical is an effervescent examination of love and dating in New York City.
Brush my teeth in the shower, shampoo twice. Clean and print for an hour, home spicy is nice. And then I'm off to Catherine's, I knock on her door right on time like I have every Saturday before. She's my angel in white, another Saturday night in New York. Then we're off to have dinner, drink some fine wine. Every night I'm a winner, Catherine is mine. I'm flying so high that I can't see the ground. They can see me all the way down the Long Island Sound. Our future is bright, another Saturday night in New York. This city's funny.
This past Tuesday night, the cast, Mason Aysbill, Sam Redis, Sarah Jane Robinson, Molly Carroll, Jordan Scott, and Stuart Font, took 5 minutes or so to sit in the house and talk about the show that opens this Thursday night at Nadine Baum Studios in downtown Fayetteville. The six-person cast has the giant task of embodying New York City. For two actors, Jordan Scott and Stuart Font, the majority of the 6 million or so residents of the city fall upon them. They play New York woman and New York man, respectively.
We both have multiple characters that we are, such as I'm the Bennett's landlord, and I'm also a waiter at a Chinese restaurant that they go to, and just things like that. And we are basically the rest of New York. Everybody else, the average man who just watches them and comments on everything that's happening.
In her role, or roles, as New York woman, Jordan Scott is a waitress, and that alone required some extra work on her part.
Yes, I learned that it's much harder than it looks, and the past couple rehearsals, we've had a couple spills, but I've been going home and practicing, and practicing on my waiter skills, which could come in handy when I move to New York for real. So, yes, and it's actually challenging to play these five different characters who sometimes you only see for two lines, and, I mean, even though you only see them for two lines, they're just as much a living, breathing human being as everybody on stage is, so how do we capture who that person is with the lines, I'll see you later, and have a good night.
The actors say they've been creating biographies for each of those characters that help them understand those single lines the character may utter. Even if the 2006 off-Broadway hit is a mostly upbeat production, it still takes plenty of commitment from the small cast. It's inspired by Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, and the pacing is quick, the dialogue and lyrics snappy. Molly Carroll and Sarah Jane Robinson have the musical equivalent of a decathlon in a potential showstopper called The Actuary Song. Even in a rehearsal, you can hear the work.
Rebound time.
Oh, well, like 6 months, yeah?
No. It's as simple as take your relationship length, or RL. First year of RL is worth 6 months recovery. The second year is worth exactly half that. Don't you laugh at this brilliant discovery? Each year is worth one half the lack of mirth the year before was worth. Your aches and pains will soon diminish. So rebound time, or RT, is the fraction of a year it takes for pain to disappear. Go through RT and then finish. Your RT is important and it really can't be shortened. No matter what you do, don't even try.
What if I...
So you can date around, but then those guys will just be rebound men, and that's what rebound time is all about. And it's as simple as that.
So I give it time, then find the one. I'm gonna go out.
It is a complicated song.
Molly Carroll sings the staccato verse in the song.
I think it really embodies the two characters. I'm Diana, I'm Marcy's best friend in the show, and but they're very, very different personalities. And I'm trying to explain to her in this song that rebound time is necessary for her to be able to move on and get to the next guy. And because Diana is an actuary, I've calculated this rebound time, this equation for rebound time, and believe that it works, And the numbers are very important, and I'm really set on helping her through rebound time and finding Mr. Right.
Sarah Jane Robinson shares the stage for the song.
It's really hard, and we've spent a fair amount of time on it and will continue to do so. But you kind of have to be really present with your character and why this person's telling you. And you have to know the other person's texts just as well as your own to be able to continue your relationship on stage while you're doing 100 million things.
The score for I Love You Because bounces about from pop to ballad and almost everything else in between. Sam Redis says the cast has spent a number of hours just working the music.
We've been working really hard on the music, especially because it's a challenging score vocally, just because it's a lot of it's in the higher range, so we've just been working really hard on it.
The script is set in New York City, and the production debuted there and met initial success in Manhattan. But in the 5 years since it opened, it's played to enthusiastic audiences and received positive reviews in locations as diverse as the Philippines, Des Moines, and Seoul, South Korea. Cast members agree there is a universal message here that makes the script work. Dating and love are, after all, pretty common subjects, but the fact that the story is set in New York also gives it broad appeal.
I also think that everybody has like an idea of like what New York is, and everybody has like mindset of, you know, New York's this great place where anything can happen. You can meet these unexpected people that you may or may not fall in love with, and I don't know. In that sense, I think it's universal.
And Mason Aisbill says this opener for Boar's Head Players, the traditional summer production unit of the University of Arkansas Drama Department, is perfect for the brighter, longer days of June.
I think there's that summer positivity, and I definitely sense it. Whereas I was in Othello, and you know, we had to work into the winter, into the spring, and I'm not going to lie, some stress surrounded that, whereas summer is more carefree, and this musical does a good job of, once again, bringing that carefree attitude into it.
I Love You Because will open Thursday night, and the limited run will have 8 o'clock curtains Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights this week, 2 o'clock matinees on Saturday and Sunday. All performances are at Nadine Baum Studios. That's just off Dixon Street in downtown Fayetteville. The play is directed by Kate Frank. This is Ozarks at Large.
But then it changes, and all that you know rearranges, and you start to think that it all almost sounded too good to be true.
Another Saturday night in New York.
Another Saturday night.
Another Saturday night.